Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called The Mythology of Love. It is the second talk in the series entitled Western Quest. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Well, what a wonderful theme Dr. Fairchild has proposed to me. And what a wonderful world of mythology one encounters in celebration of this mystery. You recall that the Greeks regarded love, the god Eros, as the oldest of the gods, the creator of the gods and the universe, all of which is an inflection of his power. And love also is the youngest of the gods, born fresh and dewy-eyed in every loving heart. There are two orders of love, according to the Greeks, according to the manners of the manifestation of Eros in his terrestrial aspect and his celestial. And Dante, following this lead, saw the power of love spanning the universe all the way from the pits of hell to the highest seat of God. One of the most amazing images of love that I know is in a Persian view, a Persian Muslim view of the devil, Satan, as the greatest lover of God. You will recall the legend. When God first created the angels, he told them to adore none but himself. And the prince of the angels, Lucifer, so deeply and fully loved God that he found that very congenial to his temper. Then God created man, whom he regarded as the highest of his creatures. And he bade the angels bow in reverence before man. And Lucifer, because of his love for God, and in obedience to the first order that God had given, found it impossible to bow before man. He could not. And because of this act of disobedience, God expelled him from heaven, cursed him to exist forever out of sight of that one whom he loved, namely God. And he threw him forth into the pit of hell, and there Satan abides. And he abides there, deprived of the view of him whom he loves, simply because he loves him and could not bow before anybody else. And this deprivation is infinitely painful, and yet he cannot bring himself to be quit of his love to the extent of bowing before man. And the poets, the Persian poets ask, what is it that sustains Satan in this exile, this eternal, infinitely painful exile? Because the deepest pain of hell is not the fire or the stench, but the deprivation of the true love of the soul, namely God. And the answer with respect to this Satan is, he is sustained by his recollection of the sound of the voice of God when God said, "Be gone." This to me is a terrific image, an extreme statement of that exquisite thing that is at once the pain and the delight of love. There's another Persian image of the great Saint Al-Halaj, 9th century Sufi mystic, crucified for his love of God. It was he who said, "I and my beloved are one. My beloved is God. I am one with God. I am God." And he was crucified. And the image that is given of his love and of his joy in having been crucified is of the love of the moth for the flame. The moth, one lovely evening, saw this marvelous thing. And he flew into it and seared his wings and came back to his companions and told them of the marvelous thing he had found, this flame. And the next night, he wished to be joined to it and to become one with it. And he flew right into the flame and himself became the flame.